This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
So I did one of the dumbest things of my whole entire life a couple of weeks ago. See this hand?
Yeah, I've been wondering what happened to your hand.
Yeah. It's all black and blue under the nail and a little bit chewed up. Yeah. Always make sure that your hand is clear of the disposal before you turn it on. I knocked something into the garbage disposal. I reached in and grabbed it. Once I grabbed it, I don't know why, but I turned the damn thing off. I didn't have my hand out of it yet.
What?
I'm happy to have fingers.
Kidding.
Look at the knock that thing put on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Dude.
It just wasn't all the way out. Thinking about something else. It was like I reached in to grab that spoon, and once I got it in my hand, I was done. The dumbest, dumb thing ever.
So many things.
It's no pouring gasoline on a barbecue grill, but still.
No, but.
Oh, it's bad.
But so many bad things have that phrase in there. It wasn't all the way out yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Always.
There's something to be said for having that switch so far away that you can't possibly be near there.
Yeah, no,
but then
I
you'd
agree.
Be walking across the room. That's not really convenient.
No, it's not, but it's safer, and that's more of an issue.
One would think. Is this like when you get old and you have to hand in your driver's license? Do I just come over and have them take the disposer out? Do I just unhook the whole damn thing and live the rest of my life without...
If you...
Totally sidetracked. I was working on something. I just did this a quick second. Head somewhere else. Head in the clouds.
We all do it. Not that necessarily, but we all do dumb things that hurt ourselves.
It was dumb, man.
You know?
Yeah.
I've walked into the same chandelier I don't know how many times.
Is that the stupid... This for me, is a new stupid way of hurting yourself.
Yeah, that's...
This, for me, is... My previous stupid way of hurting myself was I stuck myself in the face with a screwdriver. I still have a scar.
Oh.
And I used to work on a construction crew, and we were building a garage. And there was a push nut that went over something. And a push nut is it's like a washer, only it fits too tight over a post. And you simply push it on, and it holds something in place.
Yeah.
And it was on the wrong way or something like that, and I needed to get it back off again, so I'm prying it. But I'm prying it at face level.
Yeah.
Now, this is when I was a kid, too. When that thing came loose, that screwdriver came right back, scarred the side of my nose, and stopped just before it hit me right in the face under the eye.
God almighty.
I still have a scar in my nose.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Could have been bad.
Yeah.
Stupidest way you've hurt yourself. 366-9999. The dumbest thing you've done. I want to hear all about that circular saw and why those fingers are missing. Let's talk.
My brother's the king of this.
Really?
The king.
Dumb accidents?
Oh, my God. Repeatedly. Yeah. I told you by the time he shot himself in the hand with a BB gun. Because nothing was coming out. So he was like, does it have any CO2? And he pointed at his hand.
Ow.
Had to go to the hospital for that.
That's bad.
He jumped a fence instead of walking the 5 feet around to go through the gate.
Right.
And fell and snapped his arm in two.
Oh.
I mean, snapped.
That hurts. That hurts.
And God love him. He's intelligent. He's a really smart guy.
Oh, sure.
He just is a sucker for these.
Some days.
Ways to hurt yourself.
Yeah. Some days more than others, man.
He was, he flipped a go-kart on himself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Snapped the arm again.
Yeah, well, you put your arm out to
He's really
yourself.
Lucky his arms work at this point. His arms are always in danger around him.
That is the truth. 366-9999, 752 here. Let me grab a couple of these. Let's go up here to line one. Hi, line one. Good morning.
Good morning, Rumble. How are you?
Good. The dumbest way you've hurt yourself.
So it wasn't me. It's actually my husband.
Okay.
And this happened, I swear, last week.
Oh, really? All right.
So he went to basketball practice. He helped his friend coach. And afterwards, his friends like to just hang out, and all the kids throwing disc golf in the parking lot, just having a good old time. It's 8:30 at night. It's dark. It's cold. And they're having a blast.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I hear a ding, and all the kids start running. And I'm sitting there looking around like, what just happened?
Yeah.
My husband was running in the parking lot trying to catch one of the discs, turned around, and ran into a handicap sign in the parking lot.
Oh, my.
That's the defender that just does not yield.
Oh.
It was pretty bad. Thankfully, he ended up actually kicking the concrete bar that they put in parking lots.
Yeah.
So he tripped a little.
Uh-huh.
And thankfully, instead of his head running into the metal sign, yeah, it was his shoulder.
Ouch. Man.
And he's been posting daily pictures of how black and blue he is.
It's still coming out, I bet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's bad. But he ran into it full force.
That'll stop you too, man. Those that iron bar that goes up that thing has no yield. There's no giving that.
He took a picture of it. He hit the sign so hard the concrete cracked in the parking lot.
Oh my! Oh baby! Yeah, he's gonna have some memories on that one for a while. Hey, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate that. Wow. 99 line 2. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I was working for a local landscape company, and we were working really late. And so we fixed our own two-cycle equipment, and I had a pair of needle-nose pliers. And I was trying to reattach the throttle cable to the carburetor, and the line was just a little short. And I happened to be – I had safety glasses on, but I happened to be pulling it towards my face when I did so.
Yeah.
And it went underneath the glasses and through my bottom eyelid and into my eye. Needless to say, like, I went into the boss and was like, hey, does this look normal? And I couldn't see anything. There was no mirrors around.
Yeah.
She just freaked out.
So you were supposedly just bleeding,
like,
and...
Yeah, exactly. Like, the whole white part of... There was, like, no white part of my eye anymore. It was all red.
Ah!
The eye itself had started covering with blood.
Here we go.
My wife freaked out when I got home. I had to, like, for, like, a week, I had to wear sunglasses when I ate at the dinner table. Yeah. I mean, it was awful.
Lord. Oh, my. You're lucky that you can still see, right?
Oh, yeah. I can see just fine. 2020 still, so I got really lucky.
Lucked out that time. And you were doing the right thing. I mean, technically, I mean, you had the safety glasses on. Anyway.
Yeah, but it just happened to miss.
Looking a little too close. Hey, I know. We can laugh now, man. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. There you go. Let's go to line 3. Line 3, thanks for waiting. We appreciate you. I say that, and then no one responds.
Hello.
There she is. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, tell us about the dumb way that you hurt yourself.
So I was playing darts in my garage with a friend and broke my leg in 2 places.
What? How does that happen?
Well, I hit, threw the darts, whatever, one bounced off.
Yeah.
It flew behind the dryer.
Okay.
So leaned over, picked it up, came back down, and my foot got in between the wall and a toolbox.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I didn't realize it, and then I looked, I didn't know my foot was caught at the time,
and there's
the dartboard, I got a bullseye, turned around, looked at my friend, I was like, ha, like that, and lost my balance, fell forward, and it broke it like a corkscrew.
Yes, a spiral break.
Yep.
Those are the worst kind, right, or amongst the worst kind?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It's pretty ugly business. Because it's like unravels. Ow! Ow!
Yeah,
I totally get it. Your foot is trapped now. Your entire body weight's going the other way. It has no choice but to break.
A couple of times, apparently.
Apparently so. Do you walk okay now? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm good. I did it in 2012. Yeah.
I'm just curious if it healed up the same way. Because I had a friend that fell and broke a hip or something like that and never was the same. Hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate you. There we go. 366-99-99. Man, these are great. A lot of them cringers. Not to make you too uncomfortable, but let's go over here. 99, line 2. Good morning.
Hey, Rumble, let me set the scene for you.
All right.
I was a kid, and in my neighborhood, they were developing for new houses, cutting down trees, and there was a tree maybe 2.5-3 foot tall and cut at an angle. And maybe a quarter inch around was real skinny. And a young lady said that if I jumped over this tree, that she would give me a kiss. Well, I didn't quite make it, and the tree went through my thigh on the inside and poked out the other side of my leg.
Oh, so now you're skewered on the tree.
Yes, and I couldn't get myself off because on my right foot, I was on my tiptoes. And luckily, a contractor a few houses down saw me and literally, like, yanked me off of the tree.
Wow.
And helped me get to my house. So now I have a scar from 7 or 8 stitches on the inside of my thigh and about 3 stitches on the outside. One on the inside, one on the outside.
That hurts me. These are all cringers. Hey, thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, there we go. 366-99-99. Ooh, yeah. 99, line 3, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, first-time homeowner at the time, and the garage had a bunch of pegboard downstairs. So I decided I'm going to rip the pegboard down. We're going to put up drywall, just kind of try to finish the garage in.
All right, cool.
Well, as I'm cutting the pegboard off, you know, of course, it's nailed into the studs in some of the places. So I'm on a little 4-foot ladder. I've got a claw hammer. I've got it wedged up against the stud. Cranking on it. Finally, the thing gives away. When it does, it comes straight back, hits me square between the eyes, knocked me off the ladder, kind of got my pride back together and went and knocked on the door, you know, to get my wife because I'm gushing blood.
Uh-huh.
And she hands me the contractor's card instead of a napkin and says, here, can you call him now? You don't know what you're doing.
Before you kill yourself, yes.
Basically.
That's the truth, man. Hey, thank you, buddy. 99, good morning, line 4. Hi.
Good morning, Rick.
All right.
Stupid things to hurt yourself.
Yes, sir.
Father's Day 2017, played 9 holes with my one son, had a great time.
Yeah.
So my other son's in the pool with the poolside basketball goal. He wanted to do some slam dunks, so...
Yeah.
Evidently, unbeknownst to us, he was rocking it slowly towards the edge of the pool, and he had me go up and go in. I was like, I got to go in. I had meat in the oven, and it was like 8:30 at night. And
yeah,
he said, you do one. So I do one, throw it through. As my back is to this thing in the middle of the pool, I'm basically coming up. This thing slowly tipped over, and the rim came right down on top of my head. And this is a full-size rim.
Ouch.
And backboard.
Ouch.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what a mess, man. I mean, it
just bleeding in the water.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I knew it was bad. I put my hand on my back, and I had blood all over my hand. And my wound up in the ER. And it's Father's Day, so good luck finding a medical doctor to work on you. So I had a PA from Jamaica.
Sweet.
Taping my head back together. Yeah, 22
nice.
Staples and 12 stitches. Unbelievable.
Wow. Happy. Hey, Dad, I love you. See you, man. 99, line 1, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
We're good, buddy. Tell us about the stupid way you hurt yourself.
Yeah, so I got a new, well, actually not a new one, but a used dryer from a buddy of mine, and noticed that the prongs, you know, the prongs and the dryers aren't always all the same when you plug them in.
Right.
So I ended up having to go buy a new plug, and when I was changing it out, I don't know what I was doing. I was caught off. But I had it plugged in, and when I was going to connect it, reconnect it, it was already plugged in as I was touching it to the back of the dryer.
Yep.
And, boy, I'll tell you, it felt like somebody was pulling me to the wall. I was able to get myself off, and afterwards, I got outside the room, and I sat down for a second and called my wife and said, babe, you know, hey, if I pass out, this is the reason why. Take me right to the hospital.
Yeah, like if my heart goes out of rhythm. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. It was a scary situation. Don't know why I did it. I wasn't paying attention.
I get it.
Placing, but, boy, it hurt.
220, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dryer.
I was lucky.
That's a nice house
current. Hello. Good morning, everybody. Hey, thanks for the call. Glad we're still talking, as a matter of fact.